Want to grow your business and take it to the next level? Well, here we all are, and we are going to show you how through hard work, perseverance, and a little help and know-how, you can take things to the next level and push the success of your business even further. Let's get going.
Welcome, everyone. Paul Wright here, and welcome to the next episode of the Practiceology Podcast, where we teach the science of running a highly successful and profitable allied health business that works without you. And Yanni Sopanis has joined us. Yanni, how are you going?
Really well, Paul. How are you doing today?
But from the lockdown capital of the world.
Lockdown capital, mate. Nothing like lockdowns in Melbourne.
How are you going?
Look, we're recovering from lockdowns. It's good to see people moving around and quickly forgetting.
I see it's been, I'll give you the formal intro. Yanni is a digital health tech innovator, founder and CEO of Core Plus, a digital first healthcare service delivery platform for allied health professionals and their clients. In his spare time, which I'm sure he's got a lot of, he hosts, produces the Reimagining Healthcare podcast, which discusses with guests various digital health concepts and innovations, with an overarching theme to explore how healthcare fits into the lives, schedules, goals, and aspirations of people. So he's a tech guy. He supports and advocates for co-design, co-creation, and co-launching of digital health innovations with a health tech startup community called Health Tech X. Mate, a busy man, and he's given me 7 minutes. Well, I've given him 7 minutes, but we'll see how it goes. He could talk for days, I reckon, but I've nailed him into 7 minutes. Okay, you're right to go, Yanni?
I'm good to go.
All right, let's kick it off. Yanni, who's your ideal client at Core Plus?
Allied health professionals.
Physios, chiros, or the range?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So what we would exclude is GPs and consulting specialists in hospitals and day surgeries, you know, dentists, optometrists, but everybody covering mental and physical, musculoskeletal, diet and wellness across private practice and home care, mobile, itinerant healthcare.
What I love already. Yanni's really embraced the 7 minute format. So he's gone, who's right? Adult health professional. He's very aware of the clock. So question two, what's the problem you solve, Yanni, for these allied health professionals?
Yeah, look, there's a number of problems we solve. We provide a very cost-effective web-based patient and practice management software. We call it software as a service, or SaaS, SaaS, as it's called in the industry. And it's designed to be very low cost, very easy to engage with. It's a lot like internet banking. You basically just have a username, password, jump in, and you're able to actually set up all the key things. We call it the core things that are needed for a modern health practice. It's completely portable. So whether you're working from a clinic, whether you're on the road, whether you're attending people's homes, the practice management comes with you. So it's an anywhere, anytime practice management solution.
Okay. And as I said before our call, we're talking about what's the problem you solve, cost and complexity, because, gee, they're two big issues for tech, aren't they?
They really are.
All right. Question three there, with about 5.5 minutes left. So typical symptoms people experience, Yanni, when they've got cost and complexity problems.
Yeah. Well, look, there's two general phases. There's the startup phase, and then there's the more advanced phase in a customer's life. So the startup phase is really a phase where the customer may not really know what they need to know at that point in time. So a lot of the decisions that they make tend to be about how to not pay for stuff, and what that tends to do is subscribe to a bunch of freeware and free applications and things of that nature. And then what happens is that brings in a lot of complexity in terms of time and motion costs in administrating and running the business of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And there's data all over the place, data going left, right, and center. You're using 15 systems, and there's only 5 or 10% of each product that's actually being utilized in any meaningful way. So for startups, we really help guide them by offering very cost-effective entry points. We've got a $5 plan, for example, for that, you know, factors in the startups. Key things, which is sort of online bookings and dealing with client notes and scheduling and basically, that first appointment-based interaction with clients. And then as that experience graduates and grows, then there's more sophisticated problems. There's teams, there's recruiting, there's scheduling, there's claiming, and a whole bunch of other stuff that come into a telehealth, for example. Yeah. So that's where we can really graduate our customers from startup right through to large health practices, and we put a lot of automations and streamlining capabilities into the product. So that really helps at every stage of the journey.
I love the angle. I love that it grows with you as you need it, because it's hard to get that. This is the option or nothing. You've given them a nice alternative. So question four then, Yanni, with about 4.5 minutes left. So common mistakes people make, you already said one of them, they go for the cheapest. They just go for something cheap or lots of different cheap things rather than paying something. Any others?
Yeah, I call that the any tech phase. So in other words, any tech will do. But really, you've got to have health tech, because privacy and security are very uniquely standardized within healthcare. And, you know, when you deal with privacy legislation, doesn't matter what part of the world you're at, there's some pretty high risk for healthcare professionals if they get it wrong. In Australia, for example, as your listeners would know, you don't need to be turning over $3 million plus in order to have the Privacy Act principles apply to your business. So you could be servicing one client or 1,000 clients, you've still got the same level of risk. So the second, I think, most common issue is the data handling and really understanding the data, because data, I use the analogy, data is like water. If there's a hole somewhere in your system, it'll find it. It's going to leak out all over the place. And so once you have more than one leak and you have several leaks and it's going all over the place, it's a very high risk environment that you're operating, and it makes it harder to remediate that. So having good quality health tech systems as foundations and building with seamless integrations of those core systems, such as our name suggests, Core Plus, that goes a long way towards solving that secondary problem.
Yeah. So question five, what can people do about their problem? What can they do on their own, Yanni, if they're concerned about their complexity and cost? What can you suggest they do?
Yeah, well, look, super easy. Start a trial with Core Plus. It's basically a fully self-regulated environment. You know, there's a lot of assistance within the product. So a lot of people are used to clicking on links on web pages, and there's no difference with Core Plus. You click on a link, you put in your details, you enter the product, you start using it, and we have a full-time AI chatbot that supports onboarding as well. His name's Corey, not surprisingly.
And good name, well done.
4-Y for those who really understand the branding. So Corey, he's actually pretty good at solving probably 15 to 20% of your needs right from the get-go, any time of the day. But then behind Corey, we have a team of real people who are able to answer any and all other questions to assist you with onboarding and getting going. And that happens, 6 days a week, right across the clinic operating hours. So it really helps our customers to self-manage when they have the time to start putting into settings, adjustments, templates, branding, et cetera.
And where can they go to have a look? What's the link, or where do they go?
Coreplus.com.au. So the word core, C-O-R-E, the word plus, P-L-U-S.com.au. So coreplus.com.au. And in the show notes, Paul, we're providing a specialized link for your audience to click through and get access to some special pricing as well.
Great. And if they go to coreplus.com, they can go on the chat there and they can ask for the link to this session or whatever they want to get.
Yeah, 100%. So at the bottom right-hand side of the webpage will be a little chat box. Corey will probably prompt you and say, how are you doing? And start to engage with you. But you can also start to direct message our team. And you can do that in real time or asynchronously as well. So that means if you need to go away and come back later in the day or over the weekend, that conversation will continue in perpetuity.
What I love too, from what you said, Yanni, that you're using lots of different things and there's security issues for all of them. I like the one-stop shop format that you've got here. It's a dangerous environment online these days. You've got to make sure you're covering the data.
Absolutely. We're hearing a lot about it internationally with cybersecurity issues and what have you, whereas our entire business strategy is built on a one-to-many relationship with all the health tech landscape. So as a core system, you have one interface, one username, password, and then through the add-ons and the integrations that we've built into and around the product, you're able to share that data seamlessly and securely and privately.
What's the one question, Yanni, final question with about a minute to go? What's the one question I should have asked you that would give great value to our audience today?
I think you should have asked me about e-referrals it's one of those things that as you grow a health practice, you start to realize that there's a lot of time, money, and effort that goes into acquiring new clients. And whilst it's really important to do that through Google and websites and marketing and social media and Insta and all of those really good, you know, direct to consumer type tools, what often gets neglected is the relationship between peers in the industry who are probably consulting to a perfect client for you. And what they need to do is be made aware of you And so what we have is a secure messaging framework and what we call a federated directory that connects to a whole bunch of referrers around the country. And once you're in Core Plus and you register yourself onto that national digital health network, other health professionals around the ecosystem will be able to look you up by name, by provider number, by area of specialization, location, whether you're in person or online in terms of telehealth, and they will refer you clients. And guess what? It costs absolutely nothing. We don't charge for that service. So it is the lowest new client acquisition cost that you can get. So I thought I'd just share that with your
brilliant
with your listeners as
and,
well.
And I love it, just again, in one platform. Simple, one login, you're in. And I love what you're doing. Yanni, what's the URL? Where do they go again to find and get the resources?
In your show notes, it's a little bit lengthy. So it just needs to be clicked. So if they come to your show notes and click on that link, they'll get access to a special offer, which will involve 3 months of free access to the system and some additional support from our customer success team if necessary.
Or they can go to coreplus.com and put in the chat and say, can I get that link?
Yeah, absolutely. Just talk about Paul Wright, conversation with Yanni, and our customer support team will help you out with the link.
Beautiful. What a great session. I love tech. I'm not great techie, but I know how important it is, and you guys are really just making it easy for us, mate. So well done at Core Plus. Good on you.
Thank you, mate. It's a real pleasure.
Now, if you want to find out more about Practiceology and how you can use the program to help you earn more, work less, and enjoy your life, head over to mypracticeology.com. Register for our next demonstration or organise to have a chat with me about your suitability for the program. See you in the next episode.